Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're celebrating Christmas with an interview with Joseph and Jessica Seckman via Skype in West Virginia. Joseph and Jessica are the messenger of the Universal and Apostolic Church. First, we'll start out with some vegan Christmas carols by vegan activists caroling in the streets of New York City last week, recorded by Jane Unchained.
But down in your coat is plucked from a goose who struggled in anguish and tried to get loose. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a fur-free new year. The clothes that you wear can be cruelty-free. A world without suffering is better, you see. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring interviews with vegan activists nationally, locally, and internationally. Vegan Nation airs on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA, every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management.
Then the doctor said he would soon be dead, so he went plant-based instead. Frosty the vegan wasn't tired anymore. He could laugh and play, run around all day. Now he's not a carnivore. He had an awful feeling about having his heart killed. But now he's eating healthier, and the animals are thrilled. Yay! Frosty the vegan is as healthy as can be. He can lift his sack onto his back with no risk of heart attack. Vegan is better, vegan is better, no one has to die.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel, because your vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com. This is Marlene Narrow, host of Vegan Nation, and now we'll continue with the vegan Christmas caroling by the vegan activists in New York City. And then we'll soon be joined by Joseph and Jessica Seckman via Skype in West Virginia.
Store. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. We can silently dream. Killing for food is extreme. Killing for food is extreme.
Oh, we can talk a lot about this stuff, okay?
So you're a doctor?
I'm actually almost a doctor.
Almost
I'm in
a
medical
doctor,
school.
And you're pro-vegan.
Yes, I am pro-vegan.
Why?
Because all the studies prove that a plant-based diet is extremely effective against every chronic disease out there, okay?
Yes.
Look at Dr. David Esselstein, one of my mentors. All right, Dr. Daniel Greger, one of my mentors. Dr. Clapper, all these guys are proving the studies, all the studies prove that plant-based lifestyle and diet is against inflammatory diseases. Mentoring Menace is a program.
We're listening to the Vegan Carolers in New York City, New York, led by Aditya Bernkrant, reporting for Jane Unchained. You tuned in to Vegan Nation.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're very welcome.
Good
Thank
luck
you
being
very
a
much.
Doctor and promoting veganism.
Thank you. You're
Merry
very welcome.
Happy Christmas. Holidays. Okay. We ran into a future vegan doctor promoting
awesome.
Veganism. He's in medical school.
Look up Dr. Michael Greger. You guys don't know
him. Yeah.
He's my mentor.
Yes. Great. Thank you
Dr.
so much.
Dr. Okay. Right. Michelle McMackin. She's at NYU, by the way. Right. Michelle McMackin.
Yes. All right. What's our next song, carolers?
It's Maya the Vegan
this
Baby.
This is a song that's including, it's about Maya the Vegan Baby. Jamie's the mom, and she wrote this song about her vegan baby, Maya. All right. Ready?
Yes.
No need to take milk from a cow or a goat, but do you recall the most vegan baby of all? Maya, the vegan baby, only drinks her mother's milk. She never drinks that cow's milk because she's not a baby cow. All of the baby cows need their mother's milk to thrive. They never get to drink it, and they need it to survive. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Maya came to say,
what'd you say, Maya?
Please don't make a selfish choice. You know the animals have no voice. Then how the animals loved her as they shouted out with glee.
Woo!
Maya the vegan baby, you're welcome to me.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Joseph and Jessica Seckman via Skype in West Virginia. Joseph and Jessica are the messenger of the Universal and Apostolic Church. Welcome, Joseph and Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. This is a great honor, especially as we celebrate Christmas.
Yes, yes.
And the winter solstice, December 20th.
Yeah, it's definitely a really special time of year where we have to remember everything that's going on.
I like how we have the winter solstice and the summer solstice and the spring
and
the equinoxes. I think those are always important.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. There's a lot to cover on this Christmas special, and I'm really grateful that you are sharing your wisdom and your knowledge. So what I'd like to start out with is from the beginning and about how veganism is the original design.
Yes, Marlene, that is definitely for sure. Veganism is the way that the entire world was created in the beginning.
Yeah, the way that the entire world was meant to be and the way that it will be again.
Yeah.
We actually follow a gospel called the Gospel of the Holy 12 that clarifies a lot of these truths from the Old Testament and from other scriptures around the world.
Yeah.
One of our core beliefs, the animals being just as important as we are, and like all animals, it's from the worm to the insect to the fish to your cattle and your domestic pets, you know, dogs and cats.
There shouldn't be favoritism or speciesism between us and them, that we should all have the opportunity to live our lives fully as we were created.
In the Gospel of the Holy 12, it says that Emmanuel is interpreted as God within us, and we see God within all other things. So the reverence and the compassion and the mercy has to be there if God is inside of everything. Nobody can justify the harming of a child or an animal if God is within them.
If it could ever be justified to start
with. If it could ever be justified to begin with, yeah.
Right. But it's definitely something that people should take notice of and start to understand as we're evolving as a species.
Beautiful. How do you respond to those who say that because people eat plants, that then they should also be attacking and harming other animals?
You know, the vegetation doesn't have a central nervous system. There's no pain involved whenever the vegetation is harvested and things like that. We kind of look at it like we talk to the kids about it and we're like, it wants to be consumed. You know, the vegetation wants you to consume it. Its purpose is there to sustain our life and to give us nutrition and things like that.
And the animals do not behave that way.
Yeah.
Whenever they're being hunted, they are afraid. They're not coming to us to feed us.
Right.
We always have to, even in the slaughterhouses, we've seen them turn away. They try to get away.
Yeah, their life is important. You know, the vegetation isn't running away from you like an animal would.
No, and I do believe with all my heart that the vegetation wants to be eaten. And it is scriptures that is the body and the blood of God for us to consume. And that's what we were meant to consume.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I enjoy your videos very much of how you go out into nature and into the woods and you show your family and you show all of us who are viewing your great videos on different foods that we can find that are provided by nature.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
We are always surprised whenever we find something new. We don't even come close to knowing everything that's edible around us right now. This year alone, since the end of summer, we've learned about barberries, and we're going to do a video on them.
They're a fruit that lasts through the winter, that just sits on a bush through the frost and the freezings, but therefore our benefit.
Right. They have a lot of good nutrition in them, a lot of health benefits, a lot of sickness benefits for us. We're always amazed whenever we come across something new, but there are so many edible things that grow in your yard, right outside, every single day, that have more nutrition in them sometimes than the things you can get in the grocery stores.
When we started out, it was all the animals are important. We're not supposed to be consuming animal flesh.
And we want to share all of that information with everybody because we believe it's the way, you know, it really is a key to ending a lot of suffering for a lot of people. A lot of people are sick and things, and you don't know what to do about your sicknesses, but a lot of times there's an answer outside your door that you didn't know about.
Depression and unhappiness, you know, those are things that we battled ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's something that we see going away through the natural foods of the earth and doing like what we call the Holy Communion.
Yes, yes, thank you. We're listening to Joseph and Jessica Seckman via Skype in West Virginia. Joseph and Jessica are the messenger of the Universal and Apostolic Church. This is a great honor as we're celebrating the Christmas season and also the winter solstice. And this is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Joseph and Jessica.
Hi. Tired of the same old, same old? Join me, Lee Morin, every Friday morning from 6 until 9 for a foot-stomping mix of musical madness. Some rock, some country, a dash of blues, and a pinch of jug band. We like to call it real music for real people. That's Friday Cross Tracks, every Friday morning from 6 until 9, right here on WCUW 91.3 FM.
Hey everybody, this is Claire Lint, and you're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester, and on the web at WCUW.org.
This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're very fortunate to be joined by Joseph and Jessica Seckman in West Virginia. They are the messenger of the Universal and Apostolic Church. Thanks again, Joseph and Jessica, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
You are a wealth of information, and you are a beacon of light and love on this planet. Thank you so much for sharing the message.
Oh, thank you. We consider it an honor to be able to share the message.
And what do you think is the reason why the world is in such a chaotic state?
It's not only how we treat our brothers and sisters in humanity, it's our brothers and sisters of all creation. Every animal that comes into our path or that we're aware of and we, you know, take advantage of or exploit in some way, those things are going to come back to us.
We have a scripture here. It's chapter 32, verse 9 of the Gospel of the Holy Twelve, and it says, Verily, I say unto you, in the beginning, all the creatures of God did find their sustenance in the herbs and the fruits of the earth alone, till the ignorance and the selfishness of man turned many of them from the use which God had given them to that which was contrary to their original use. But even these shall yet return to their natural food, as it is written in the prophets, and their words shall not fail.
Beautiful. And when you were describing that about the animals, that reminded me of the passage of Isaiah with, I think it's 11:6, with the lion and the lamb and the leopard. You know that one?
Yes,
it is, chapter 11.
Will you recite that one, please?
Yes, hold on just a second.
We also have one here, another one where all of us being children of God, all creatures, and it is chapter 38, verse 6, and it says, "And whatsoever you do unto the cast of these my children, you do it unto me. For I am in them, and they are in me. Yeah, I am in all creatures, and all creatures are in me. In all their joys I rejoice, in all their afflictions I am afflicted. Wherefore I say unto you, be kind one to another and to all the creatures of God."
That's it. Yes, that is it. Wow, thank you. And another thing I really like about your work, I love to follow your work, in the understanding of Jesus Christ's message of honoring God as feminine and masculine.
Yes.
Oh, that is so important.
Yes, it is, and it is something that is completely hidden away.
Yes.
Actually, there is a gospel that was discovered in 1946 called the Gospel According to Philip, is what they named it. Of course, it wasn't written by Philip, but it has, I guess, teachings from Philip is how I take it. But it says that Christ has come to unite husband and wife back together because they have been divided, because man and woman has been divided.
Yeah, society has divided husband and wife.
Yes, and God being father and mother is something that brings that understanding back to us.
Just as we see in the male-dominating society that we live in today, you know, a lot of that probably feeds back into the overwhelming consensus of the he whenever you speak of God.
God is the almighty father, mother, son, daughter.
Right.
Our father, mother above and our father, mother within us.
Yes.
The idea of God being father and mother together is also in the Gospel of Philip. And it's kind of like the reason for the unity here on earth is because of the unity. And even like aside of my wife and I being one, male and female is within each one of us separately too. I have male and female divinity within me, and she does as well.
It's something that you should try and be aware of, because it helps everybody to understand the other person's position as well. Like it really helps with your understanding in general of what's going on around.
Yes, and I agree with you on all that too. And I think that's really important and powerful in the vegan movement, because when we see the dominant culture that has been ruling for millennia, that it is patriarchal, male-focused, male superiority. And then right. We see what we do to the animals, whether it's hunting or whether it's animal agriculture or all of the atrocities, vivisection and on, it's really domination over the feminine, because the feminine is the power that gives birth, and so it's about ownership and then this sense of superiority, privilege, and entitlement to dominate the feminine and take ownership over those who females give birth to. And I really believe that all that wouldn't have happened if we honored both feminine and masculine equally, which is what you're saying.
Yes, and we agree too, and that's I think that's why it's not around. And I think it's why that this gospel has been around since 1881 and people don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's very, very, very little that follow it or that know about it. It definitely makes it very plain that mother and father are equal and equally important, equally reverenced. They're their own, but they work together. They are the same purpose. They are the same driving force.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this is great. And Joseph and Jessica, what contact information can you leave with our listeners for those who'd like to be in contact with you and learn more about this?
Anybody can email us at universalandapostolic2015@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, the Universal and Apostolic Church. Our personal page is Joseph Jessica Seckman. You can get in touch with us there as well. Everybody's more than welcome. We would love to talk to anybody who's interested.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. We love to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, one more thing I'd like to add on that, too, is what I see with this, with your work with the Universal and Apostolic Church as the messenger, that this isn't about getting others to believe what we believe. And I know I hear that, and I think you probably and many, many other vegan activists hear that we're trying to get others to believe what we believe. And it's like, no, we're trying to stop the violence. When others are being harmed, it's our responsibility to, that's compassion, to stop the violence, to help others. So it's not just about believing what we believe. It's about our actions becoming compassionate and loving and kindness and nonviolent without discrimination, like is what you're saying. So do you come across that too?
Yes, we find a lot of people that like that think that it is about converting into a belief of something more than compassion and mercy for all things.
Yeah, and the reason that we talk about the gospel as much as we do, you know, when we started our spiritual journey, we were saving bugs, we were taking our shoes off so that we didn't harm the bugs, we were paying attention to the animals around us, but we were still eating meat because we were indoctrinated, you know, from the time we were children. We have to have this in our bodies. We were still doing that. And then when we discovered this gospel and we read about how whenever we bring those things into our bodies, it brings the sickness and it brings mental unclarity into your body.
And then the hope for the healing from the fruits of the earth as
well. And then to get the fruits of the, like he said, the
so
vegetation gives us
a reality.
Gives us the healing instead. It's like, it's a no-brainer. We thought, you know, like, what are we doing? Of course, we're not supposed to be eating meat. Like, it is what showed us for sure, you know, it, like, really cleared everything up and showed us for sure you can't do what we want to do unless you're vegan.
Yes, and it gave us the foundation to look around at everything else and be able to pull it together and see these truths that are hidden away.
Yeah, so whenever there's people out there who are like, I want to help the animals, but I don't necessarily think I need to be vegan because of it, this is what we want to show them, you know, because it helped us a lot.
It's what Christmas is all about, you know, is the birth of Christ, the birth of Jesus here, you know, what he come for, and it's goodwill towards man on earth, and it is for all of creation.
Jesus came for the salvation of all of creation.
Yes, it says in chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, that, and there were in the same cave an ox and a horse and an ass and a sheep, and beneath the manger was a cat with her little ones, and there were doves also overhead, and each had its mate after its kind, the male with the female. Thus it came to pass that he was born in the midst of the animals, which through the redemption of man from ignorance and selfishness, he came to redeem from their sufferings by the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you. That's the first time I've heard that. And on that note, and like you just said, Jessica, to truly love, we need to be vegan because that's universal, all-encompassing compassion without discrimination. And so will you please address those who think that being vegetarian somehow fits into this picture where it doesn't?
It's really, really hard to justify being vegetarian because the only thing that includes is the consumption of milk and eggs. That's the difference between vegan and vegetarianism.
Maybe honey,
but all three of those products are where humans are using those animals for their own purpose, and it's against their original design. Yeah, and that is every single animal that's in the industrial agriculture that is involved with either dairy or with the eggs or with the honey. You know, they
are just thrown away as garbage as soon as it's over, and if they weren't, it wouldn't be okay. But the fact that that is happening should be able to open up the eyes of most all.
Yeah, especially people who obviously aren't already eating meat. They, if they are not eating meat, they should be able to see the misery that the dairy and the egg and the honey industry causes as well.
Thank you, Joseph and Jessica. We're listening to Joseph and Jessica Seckman via Skype in West Virginia. They are the messenger of the Universal and Apostolic Church. And Joseph and Jessica, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Are there any other additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
We would like to talk about how the truth is a universal thing. It's not limited to one set of scriptures or one denomination or one religious sect. All of us have keys and pieces to the truth all over the world. This is something that is in our gospel too, that speaks of Jesus doing these things as well, and he is our example. And he is the example of every Christian.
And every person, you know, he's the example.
Yeah, to be the example, you know. And the truth is hidden away. It's everywhere. You have to open. You have an open mind and an open heart to see these things.
Yeah, and be open to everybody's, the way that they worship, the way that they believe, to listen to it, and to be able to be open to the truths in all of them.
Yeah, it says in the Gospel of the Holy Twelve in chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Then Jesus, after that he had finished his study of the law, went down again into Egypt, that he might learn of the wisdom of the Egyptians, even as Moses did. And going into the desert, he meditated and fasted and prayed and obtained the power of the holy name, by which he wrought many miracles. And for 7 years he conversed with God face to face, and he learned the language of birds and of beasts, and the healing powers of trees and of herbs and of flowers, and the hidden secrets of precious stones. And he learned the motions of the sun and the moon and the stars, and the powers of letters, and the mysteries of the square and the circle, and the transmutation of things and of forms and of numbers and of signs.
In that one passage, you can see where so many different cultures and belief structures come into play in just that one passage.
Yes, and it goes down into verse 16. It says, and after a time he went into Assyria and India and into Persia and into the land of the Chaldeans. So Jesus is everywhere, and he's accepting the truths, and he's understanding it from the universal Christ point of view that is within him and within all of us.
That was beautiful to hear. Thank you, Joseph and Jessica.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, yes, it's such an honor to be here.
It is. Thank you very much, Marlene, for giving us the chance to share this gospel and the message with you guys. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
We appreciate you, and happy solstice and Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas and happy solstice.
Suffer for your traditions and your greed. I'm dreaming of a vegan Christmas. That's why I speak for animal rights. May your days be merry and bright.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. We'll go out with the Christmas Carolers, currently in New York City, recorded by Jane Unchained. Please join us again next week for more news and music on the vegan lifestyle.
Please keep your presence cruelty-free.
Cruelty-free.